It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton. He is with the Price City Kiwanis. We're going to talk about the radio auctions coming up the end of August. They'll be out collecting donations and just letting everybody know, hey, it's happening finally. We've got a very firm date, and the radio auction is a great time. Always has a lot of fun, and you know what? They just kind of take over the station for a day. And have a good time. So, Nick, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for inviting me out. It's always a pleasure to be here in the professional confines of Castle Country Radio.
Well, we try and keep it professional. How's that?
Well, you know, some rooms are more professional than others.
That's very true. All right, first, let's talk about, you know, maybe there's somebody out there that doesn't know what the Kiwanis does.
Sure. So, Kiwanis is a worldwide children's charity. The local club, the Price Kiwanis, has been around for 98 years now, pushing 100 years, and the focus is children's charities. So the money raised in the community every year goes directly back into children's activities in the Carbon Emery area, things like, well, Kids Day, except maybe this year because of the COVID. The scholarships are always a big thing. We do hearing aids and eyeglasses and help with school tests and school trips and a lot of the sports teams, and really proud of all the money that gets raised, gets reinvested back into children and youth needs in the communities.
So none of that is possible, though, without donations and without help from the community. That's where the auction comes in.
Right. Every year there's a big fundraiser. This will be the 54th annual radio auction. Generally, it's held the first week of April every year. Because of COVID this year, we've had to reschedule a couple times, but we do have a solid date. Sunday, August 30th, we'll be on the air out here live all day. Many, many great local businesses have donated, continue to donate products and services to the auction. Live on the air, we'll auction those off to the highest bidder, and all that money goes into the charity.
And that's another great thing, that it's just people helping out people. And we've often talked with a lot of people about the fact that Carbon County rallies around a cause better than any place I've ever seen.
Oh, without a doubt.
And that's the great thing is, and that's what this is all about. So it starts at 9 in the morning?
We'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning, live on the air. And we'll be running until everything is sold. Usually it takes until somewhere between about 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening. It is a long day, and it's easy to participate. Really, all you need to do is know the station phone numbers, call in. We have a bunch of volunteers here. They'll be answering the phones, and you tell them the item you want to bid on, the amount you bid, your phone number, who you are, and if you're the highest bidder, you know, you win the thing, you come pay your fee, you get your certificates, your products. People get great deals, merchants get business and advertising value out of it, and the children really win because it is a great charity.
And another thing, it's across all three stations. It's going to be on KOAL, KRPX, and KARB.
That is through the magic of radio station networking, translators, and other things.
That I don't understand.
That I know it happens.
That's right. It's just you flip a switch and everything works.
That's right.
So we've got that coming up once again, August 30th. They'll be out and about in the community looking for donations and also just letting people know this is going to happen. It really is. And I think a lot of people look forward to the radio auction.
We've learned of radio auction parties that take place every year. And again, generally in the springtime, first week of April. Now we're going to be right at the end of August, Sunday, August 30th. But we will be doing it. Please mark your calendars. Plan to participate. Help Kiwanis raise the money for the children's charities. And we'll be back on a regular calendar, hopefully next spring in 2021.
Grab your family, your friends, get together.
And tune in.
Have a radio party. Have an auction party. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. And I would say for further information, of course, Paul here at the radio station has been involved for many years. As have I. Please contact the radio station. Might be the easiest. And he or I or Joe Giuliano, Ed Howe, Jade Powell, any of the active members, we can certainly help take donations, talk to you about the auction, how to participate, how to even be involved and help out if you'd just like to volunteer a little bit and be part of a great cause in the community.
And we'll be getting more information out as the closer that it gets. We talked about that. We'll probably have you come back about a week before. We'll talk about it again.
Love to do it. Love to do it. It's a great event.
All right. Nick Tatton with the Price City Kiwanis. It's the radio auction coming up August 30th. Going to be a lot of fun. Nick, thanks for taking out the time to come in today. We appreciate you having me here. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.